Hey everyone, welcome to the Hear Me Out Sis podcast. I'm your host, Maria Michelle. To the HMOS fam bam, thank you guys for returning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. To those that are new here, I hope you enjoy this content just as much as I will enjoy creating it for you. Happy Friday, guys. It's my favorite day of the week. I am always stoked on Fridays. It's good vibes. It's just the weekend. I get to rest. Like, I'm always so happy on Fridays. It's just, my heart. Like, I'm even smiling as I speak, like, from ear to ear. Friday. Anyway, you guys, I saw something that triggered this really short episode of mine on TikTok. This lady sent this gent paragraphs and paragraphs, just pouring out her heart to him. And he was like, it's really not that deep though. But anyway, noted. I was like, what the hell? In 2024? Me? Paragraph? And someone being nonchalant like that? Like, what we're not doing this year is entertaining ancient niggas, you guys. Like, I am so glad I dealt with niggas in my early 20s, like the bare minimum guys in my early 20s, because I can't imagine going through that now, especially that I know that when a man loves you, he will show it, and when he's very intentional, you will know, you're not going to second guess anything. I really want this for the girlies. Like, I want my girls to be loved correctly. I want them to be happy. I want their relationships or their men who they deal with to bring them so much peace, to a point where you start thanking God for such a person every single day. What about sending paragraphs or not begging men to act right in 2024? You are the girl. You are not supposed to beg a man to do anything. And you know, it's not even, sometimes you're not even asking for too much. It's just the little things, like your time, you just listening to me. But like, niggas make it seem like asking for the world. Like, bro, it's just, it's the basic things. But anyway, guys, I was so touched when I read that. I'm like, we're not sending paragraphs in 2024. We are not begging men to act right. We're not entertaining nonsense. We are not entertaining men who don't know what they want. We're not doing situationships anymore. We're not going with the flow. We're big. Especially like if you're past 25, I think those things are hard to do after 25. Like, just go with the flow, see what happens. I'm not ready for a relationship. I'm not sure I want. We're not doing that, okay? A man who is sure about you will show you, and he will go above and beyond for you. So those paragraphs, are not sending them, okay? Like, leave, walk away. Like, if a man doesn't want you, you will know. And then, you know, those men all back, no bite. Every day it's yada, yada, yada. I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a that. But nothing ever happens. Please run. Like, don't even deal with such shit, guys. Like, life is already hard. We're not adding useless niggas on top of that list, okay? Like, it's just, I was so touched, you know, like, I was like, no, I'm going to speak to the girls and remind them that you are the prize, and don't allow men to step on you or treat you like you ain't shit, because you really are the prize. And I think what you allow is what will be. If you allow a man to just treat you in a certain way, he will go with it. You know, he'll be like, this girl, I can just disappear and reappear and she'll entertain me. So don't be that girl, okay? Like, go where you are loved, guys. There are so many, okay, I'm lying. There are not so many good guys out there, but there are a few. And when you find a good and kind guy, hold on to him, because, hey, there are demons out there. But don't deal with the demons, okay? Like, when someone shows you who they are, run. Don't start sending paragraphs. Don't wait for it to get to a point where you're in tears or where you're begging him to act. Please. We are big. We are the girls that we think we are, and we are not dealing with that. Okay. So to all my girls, to all my sisters, to every girl that's listening to this, do not entertain rubbish from a man. Okay. Don't send those paragraphs. Don't be with niggas who are not intentional. Don't waste your time. Like, life is so short to deal with ancient niggas. And I'm just, like, lover girl era is the best, where it's just soft, you're sailing smoothly. Like, you even thank God for this guy. Like, God, when you created this guy, you had me in mind. Because how is this guy loving me so right? You know, like, because the wicked stories I hear, like, guys, I'll do, like, some story time someday. Like, obviously with permission from the person. Because, like, I had a conversation and I was just like, I can't believe men are behaving like this. Like, I know they're demons, but now it's like in pro max. But anyway, short note to my girls, you are the prize. Don't let men treat you like shit. There's always more love out there. There's always a better nigga than the nigga that you are currently begging to act right. So yeah, men, when they love you, you will know, and you don't have to beg them to act right. So please, do not settle. do not settle. I hope you guys have heard that on this lovely Friday. Go with that info and let it stick in your head. There's always a better nigga. I know the dating pool is green and oof, thank God I left that place because damn, the stories are here. But like, yeah, there's a few good niggas out there. It's just that everybody's looking for them. But like when you find a good guy, another thing is good guys always come out last. I don't know what's wrong with girls. Like girls like bad boys. And I rebuke that because good guys just deserve everything. So find yourself a good guy and just settle, please. Do not entertain nonsense from men, ladies. I'm begging, like, I'm about to go on my knees just begging you to not allow men to treat you like shit or to walk over you. Like, don't, you know? And you know when a man doesn't like you, you will know. He'll come up with all sorts of excuses. It will be lies. It will just be story. He'll act shady. You'll know. Like, even your spirit knows. Like, when a man is just being funny, you will know. So don't settle. And stop sending paragraphs. Stop begging men to act right. Stop. What are we? The moment you start asking niggas, what are we? They ain't no we, okay? The moment you feel like you need to go through his phone, he's hiding stuff. Please, we're too big for that. You are the girl. You'll find a guy who will treat you right. Like, they're good guys out there, guys. They're not like everywhere, but they're there, okay? And when you find one, hold on to him like tighter than anything. Anyway, I'm going to end here for now. I am rushing to go start my day, but ladies, please remember this, okay? Like, you are the girl. I'll leave this here for now. Love and light. Bye, guys.